Well, here's a woman with undisputed clout. Yang Feng Glan has been called the Queen of Ivory, the most notorious trafficker of elephant tusks in the world, and now she's been caught. The 66-year-old grandmother was arrested by Tanzanian police. This is a country in East Africa that's been the axis for elephant poaching in the whole continent. Ruth McLean has been covering this story for the Times of London. What can you tell us about Yang Feng Glan, Ruth? Who is she and where is she from?
She's been living in Tanzania since the 1970s, and she's quite a respectable-seeming businesswoman. She's the owner of a very popular restaurant in Dar es Salaam. But underneath all that, she is accused of smuggling 700 tusks from elephants in Tanzania to China in the past 15 years.
Right. Over a 15-year period, how long had the authorities been following her?
They've been following her for about a year. She was caught with ivory traveling through her kitchen of the restaurant that she ran. And then, you know, they surrounded her house and waited for her. And eventually there was a high-speed car chase through the center of Dar es Salaam. And eventually, you know, she had to stop and got out and put her hands up.
How big of a catch is she? I mean, is her arrest going to make a dent in the illegal ivory trade business?
Well, conservationists are saying that she's a very big catch indeed, and they hope that she's going to lead to a lot of other arrests as well. It's big money that we're talking about, millions and millions of dollars worth. Unfortunately, you know, 700 tusks just means about 350 elephants. That's a very small amount compared to the number that have been poached. We're talking tens of thousands here. I mean, there's been about a 60% drop in elephants across Africa, and a lot of those have been killed in Tanzania, which is a huge safari destination and home to, you know, significant populations.
And could we possibly see an increase in the elephant population now?
Maybe eventually this could lead to rising numbers of elephants again, but I don't think we should underestimate the poaching gangs either. You know, they move very quickly. They're a bit like the drug gangs working in Latin America, and they find new people and new routes all the time. They have lots of money and they're well armed, and I don't know if this one arrest will be enough to really put them off.
Do we know who her buyers were? Were they artisans who do carving or traditional healers who claim tusk has medicinal properties?
We think probably both in China, but we're not sure. I mean, that's what the police is doing at the moment. They're trying to track the passage of this ivory through Africa to China, because ivory is a big status symbol in China. You know, there's a growing middle class, and it's very fashionable in some circles to have a tusk or something beautiful made out of a tusk on your mantelpiece, for instance. There is some use of it in traditional Chinese medicine. That certainly does have an impact. But I think really it's the status symbol that conservationists are most worried about, because that's spreading, and more and more people are getting to the level where they can afford to buy what is a very expensive product and illegal product.
Will she become an example for Tanzania and other African governments? I mean, is she going to face a stiff prosecution as a result of all this?
I think she may well. I mean, she faces 30 years in jail if she's convicted. That would take her to the age of 96 if she lives that long. It's a really good sign that Tanzania is actually starting to take this seriously. I mean, one of the criticisms that conservationists have leveled at Tanzania in particular is that officials have been accused of collaborating with the poaching gangs. There is allegedly a lot of corruption, and, you know, the fact that they are pursuing this prosecution now might mean that they're willing to take on the corrupt officials in Tanzania's government who are accused of being involved in and profiting from this trade.
Ruth McLean with the Times of London, thanks very much for telling us about Yang Feng Glan. Appreciate it.
Thank you.